Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Our topic this week is a fan favorite, the Shabbos nap. Many of us are familiar with the acrostic, the Shabbos, Shin, Beis, Saf, Sheina, the Shabbos, Tainug. Sleeping, resting on Shabbos is an enjoyment. So what's the story with the Shabbos nap? On the one hand, you could say, I could tell you, it is definitely not just a person feeling exhausted from the previous week and needing to recharge for the coming week. That is definitely not a Shabbos experience. Because that's the equivalent of someone who goes to work from 9 to 5 and gets paid, including their lunch break, and they have a lunch break, but that lunch break is just part of their avoda, that's part of their work. They need the lunch break so that they can recharge for the afternoon, but there's nothing inherently restful. There's no shvisa that's happening there. The Shabbos nap is not just to power up for the coming week. Something much deeper and totally different. It's a kiyum, it's a magnificent fulfillment of a description that the Navi in Yeshaya Nunches tells us called Oneg Shabbos. Says the Medrash, in Parshas Ekev, in the Devarim Rabbah, at Sover, maybe you think, Shabbos is meant for us to enjoy. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, at Mekadish es Shabbos v'machal v'mishneh v'chsus nekiya u'mahanes nafshecha. You enjoy Shabbos with good food, with drinks, with clean clothing, and we totally enjoy this, mahanar ar nefesh. And that's the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos teaches us that there is a special mitzvah midivrei sofrim called Oneg Shabbos, enjoyment of Shabbos. So says the Tur in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Tzadi, v'imrogel b'shinas atzaraim al yivat lena ki oneg hulo. A person who generally takes a nap during the week should also take one at Shabbos, and that's what the Rama writes in his comment on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadi, that if a person naps during the week, they should also nap on Shabbos. Now, that means if you don't nap during the week, maybe you shouldn't take a nap on Shabbos. Comes the Magen Avraham in Siman Dalet, earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, where he discusses the idea of sleeping during the day. The Magen Avraham says, "Ube'ena kamelach maybe should be Shabbos yesh lishon bayom," that a person should nap in the afternoon, in the daytime, on Shabbos. So why should that be? So option number one is, a person should rest on Shabbos. Al-Pi Kabbalah, says the Kaf HaChaim, right there, the Kav HaChaim in Ozvav, he quotes from Mishara Kavonos in the name of the Arizal, that the Arizal used to take a nap on Shabbos because Al Pi Kabbalah, there is an Ibur Neshama for the Tzaddik, there is a special spiritual elevation for the person, and that's why the person should take a nap. The Yichud HaShabbos for Avraham Tzvi Kluger develops this idea. So that's one reason. The person should take a nap on Shabbos because there is this special kavana, there is this special spiritual elevation. But on a regular level, for the average person, for like me and you, why should a person, even if we don't take a nap during the week, why should there be an inyan to nap on Shabbos? So the whole notion of Shabbos is something that we've alluded to earlier. The concept of shvisa mimalacha, of resting, of not doing work, is the idea that on Shabbos we feel whole. Shalom, shalem, we feel that we don't need anything else. We have everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, Sheishis yamim tavos is kom lachtecha, v'chi efshel lo la'odam, lasas kom lachto b'sheishis yamim. Is it possible to do all of your work in 6 days? Ela shvos, ki'ilu kom lachtecha asuya. We're supposed to feel on Shabbos as if all of our work is done, even if it's not actually. Davarachal shvos, mimachsheves avoda. Rest from thinking about work. The beauty, the kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, of a nap, is not just that it gives us the standard Oneg of Shabbos, it's something that we enjoy, like the chaland, or the chicken, or the soup. The Oneg Shabbos of the nap is it expresses the idea that a person feels they're relaxed and kol malachto asuya, everything they need to do is already done. When we're during the week, when we're running back and forth from one task to another, from one issue, from one responsibility, we don't feel calm. We don't feel like we could just take a nap. How many of us could think that we could take a nap during the week? We got too much going on. But on Shabbos, we demonstrate by taking a nap that kol malachto asuya, everything is taken care of and we can relax. We can take a break. So that reminds us that there is the beautiful mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos to nap on Shabbos. But, you know, Where do we take that? Maybe a person could say, you know what? I'm going to take a crazy huge nap. I'm going to nap for 6 hours on Shabbos afternoon, and I'm going to sleep all Friday night. I'm going to sleep 18 hours on Shabbos. And the truth is, if a person doesn't do any malacha, they're in the kiyum of Shemira Shabbos. Person says, I'm going to take a nap, and in that, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of shamor, of not violating malacha. So the Kav HaChaim there says, number one, there's the limitation, obviously, of Shalo Yar B'lo Yosem Itai. It shouldn't be excessive. Shalo Yivyenu Lebeit Debiltul Torah. It shouldn't come that a person is going to nap so much that they're not going to have an opportunity for learning. There's a beautiful medrash that describes that the Torah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, the Torah came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be with me? People, the entire week, they're very busy. They got to get up, they got to get to work, they got to drive carpool, they got to take care of personal responsibilities, and they're never going to have time for learning. Maybe they'll cop a little bit here and there, but they're not going to have real time for learning. When are they going to learn Torah? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't worry, Torah Olam, you're going to have Shabbos. People will have time to learn on Shabbos. What a beautiful opportunity that we have. We're not going to work, we're not texting, we're not on social media, we're just focused on Ruchnius, so we have an opportunity to learn Torah. So the first limitation of the nap is, you shouldn't overdo the nap because you're not going to have time for learning, which is obviously a main element of Shabbos. But there is a second, much deeper level that by thinking about how we nap on Shabbos, really, it brings us to think about our entire Shabbos experience based on the other part of the mitzvah in that Rambam that we mentioned, because the Rambam mentioned the mitzvah of owning Shabbos, but he also mentions the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, that these are actually two mitzvahs that go together. Shnayim b'divrei sofer me'himur furash on ha'idei ha'neviim, they're clarified by the prophets that shenispar ha'neviim are kavod va'oneg. Well, what is kavod? Ezu kavod, says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, it's a mitzvah on a person to wash their face, their hands, their feet in hot water on Erev Shabbos, make kavod Shabbos, and get dressed special for Shabbos. And the Rambam said, sit seriously in a focused way, looking forward, anticipating l'hakbalas panei Shabbos, to the onset, the beginning of Shabbos, k'moshu yotzi l'kras ha'melech, like a person goes to greet the king. And the original sages, they would gather their students together, the great sages, and they would say, let us greet the Shabbos king. This is similar to what we know today, what we call Kabbalas Shabbos, the welcoming of the Shabbos, and what we call today the Shabbos Malkasa. We refer to it usually as the Shabbos Queen, based on Gemara Bava Kama Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says, Bo v'neitzei likras kala Malkasa, the bride, the queen, v'amala likras Shabbos kala Malkasa. Reb Yana, the Gemara says, Misati v'koi v'omer boi kala, and the same thing the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Tes. So whether it's the queen, like the Gemara, like we refer to in Rav Shlomo Alkabetz as L'chadodi, or the king, like the Rambam, there are differences, but not for now. We're greeting Shabbos, we're preparing for Shabbos. The mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is the preparation of Shabbos. Oneg is what we experience and enjoy on Shabbos. Kavod is the preparation of Shabbos. Says Rav Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik in the Yard Size Shir for his father, in the Chelek Aleph, in the first volume, on Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, he says, what does it mean that the Rambam tells us that we're supposed to be miyachi l'hakbolas panei Shabbos, like we're going to a melech? Who is the melech? Miu ha-melech, says Rav Soloveitchik. Hu ha-kodesh baruch hu b'chvodu v'atzmo. It is Hashem himself. Sheyarad b'shmei meromim el chavras, chavrasam v'olam shel shomrei Shabbos v'kori oneg. Hashem Yisbarach comes to our home, to our abode, to be with us on Shabbos. Masha'anu kori kabbalah Shabbos. Eino shigur delishna el mavatias mahuso shel kavod. Kabbalah b'nei ha-kodesh baruch hu. When we say kabbalah Shabbos, anticipating welcoming Shabbos, that's literally we're supposed to anticipate and welcome a chash of a guest. If the President of the United States is coming to a place, you know what distinguishes his visit? The fact that they send a tactical team weeks in advance and prepare. If you have an important guest who's coming to you for Shabbos, how would it seem to that person if they knocked on the door on Friday afternoon, you said, oh, please wait 1 second, I got to make the bed, I got to get you a bar of soap. If somebody is important, if they're chashav, if they're precious and cherished, you prepare for them in advance. The mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos demonstrates that we understand that our guest on Shabbos is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, kivyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, so to speak, comes to be with us in our home on Shabbos. Unlike Yontif, Rav Soloveitchik explains, where we go to the Beis HaMikdash, where we go to Hashem's house, Ein ha'adam lichnas l'ma'ono shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'ma'ono shal Elokei Kedem. He says, ala klapei layad. We don't go to his house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashre shchinaso b'rishuso u'tchum shal adam. God comes to be with us. And this helps us understand the proper context and framing and approach to the Shabbos nap. Of course, it's a beautiful Onik Shabbos to rest a little bit on Shabbos. Shana b'Shabbos, b'Shena b'Shabbos, Tainug, it's meant. But if our entire Shabbos is spent sleeping, so what does that mean for the guest who's sitting with us, waiting for us to give him attention? So of course, having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, as that first Medrash said, was Latov, that he should be with us as we enjoy a beautiful Shabbos Suda and maybe playing with our children on the floor if that's where we're up to in our stage of life, or our grandchildren or neighbors, and going to shul and being social and connecting with people and all of that in the context of this Kiyum of Oneg Shabbos. That is all in the frame of Kavod Shabbos, of how we prepare for Shabbos. If a person understands that their Ribono Shel Olam is coming as their guest, they prepare in advance, and that also affects how they do the Onik Shabbos. If a person takes a little nap, they say, Ribono Shel Olam, this is part of Shabbos. You're going to nap on the couch. I'm going to nap on the couch. And then we're going to get up, and we're going to have learning afterwards. If you notice in the Torah and in the Ramah, the next halacha is, after the person takes a nap on Shabbos, what does the Torah say? Va'achar Hashena Kova Medrash. Afterwards, a person has time to learn. The Ribono Shel Olam is coming. He's waiting for us to interact with him. Obviously, Kiyum of Talmud Torah is one way. It's the chief way of interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the main thing is, of course, we enjoy a Shabbos nap. But if a person spends an entire Shabbos napping, what happens to their guest? We want to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being our Shabbos guest for the entirety of Shabbos. And everything that we do should be in the context of that experience of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.